You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everybody. This is the Texas Rangers podcast All-Star Game Special. This is T.R. Sullivan, and I'm here at the ballpark with Michael Young, a seven-time All-Star with the Rangers, and a lot of great memories for him of the game. And Michael, the one thing that always struck me about you is you always loved just going to the All-Star game and being there. Why was that?
Well, I think I really appreciated the experience. I think a lot of guys, they talk about, you know, if I make it, I make it. If I don't, I don't. I was actually I wanted to go every single year. And for that stretch, I felt like I was going a lot. I really had a blast every single time. Started one game, and then it seemed like I was very fortunate when I come in for in a reserve role. I'm usually coming in pretty hot spots in the game, so I was really lucky in that sense.
Well, one hot spot you came up in was in Pittsburgh 2006, faced Trevor Hoffman, one of your biggest moments of your career. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was great. I came in, and Paul Konerko hit a little base hit with two outs. Troy Gloss had a ground rule double, and right when I saw it bounce over the wall, I knew Konerko couldn't score. I remember saying to myself on the way to the play, all right, MVP to win right here, MVP to win right here. So I was very open about the fact that I wanted it. I actually had a good plan going to the plate, and once I got to an 0-2 count, I basically just said I'm going to see the ball, feed up in the zone, use the whole field, and fortunately I got a pretty good pitch to hit.
So you got a Chevy truck out of it, right?
I did.
And you gave it to who?
Gave it to my dad. He still has it. Yeah, he takes a lot of pride in that thing, man. It's like, hey, if the neighbors are mowing the grass, my dad moves his truck down the street. He doesn't let anything touch that thing.
So speaking of All-Star games and your dad, my favorite was 2008. It was the last one I watched with my dad on TV. 14 innings, and you came up big again in the 14th inning. That was an incredible baseball game. Obviously, the day before, everybody remembers Josh Hamilton's big home run derby, but you, second time you drove in the game-winning run.
Yeah, you know what? Every game is special for a different reason. 2008, I was really looking forward to going. This was the last one at Old Yankee Stadium. It's still my favorite ballpark ever. And I knew we were the home team, the American League, so I knew I'd get a chance to suit up in a locker room that had, you know, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle. And going in there, there's just tons of nostalgia, being the home team. And I got five at-bats that night because we played 14 innings, and fortunately came through at the end and went home with a W.
So this year we're all going to San Diego for another All-Star game, and a lot of people believe that baseball has the best All-Star game. Michael, why do you think that is?
Well, because the guys really compete, you know. In the NFL and the NHL, for obvious reasons, they're not going to go full tilt and hurt anybody. And the NBA, they use it as a bit of a break. They don't play much defense until the last couple minutes if it's a tight game. But every pitch of the MLB All-Star game, guys are trying to win the game, especially when you consider what's at stake now. Everyone wants home field advantage for the World Series, and it's extremely competitive. There's great players there year in and year out, and the atmosphere is absolutely unbelievable.
That's Michael Young, seven-time All-Star, and this is the Texas Rangers podcast, and we'll talk to you all again next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.